Okay, I guess welcome to a miraculous second episode of Choose Your Own Ending. So I guess tonight's film is The Lobster, starring Colin Farrell. And our esteemed panel has shrunken this week into a lean, mean crew of myself, Duncan McIver.
Hey, guys.
And Quinn
Taverduck. Hi, everyone.
All reliable.
And that's it. All reliable. The Three Musketeers here. So, essentially, Lobster is this movie. It's about this kind of dystopic world in which everybody is in a relationship or has a partner. And if you don't, you get sent to this weird hotel in which you can basically spend 45 days looking for a partner, and if you're unsuccessful, you get turned into an animal of your choosing. So this is the predicament Colin Farrell finds himself in. And again, spoiler warnings for the rest of the movie. If you have intentions of watching the movie now, I go suggest you do that. It's been kind of an odd movie, but I don't know. I'm kind of liking it so far. So anyways, if you want to go watch the movie, go watch that now. We'll have a small break.
Wait, should we talk about what's happened, like, in the parts we've watched so far?
No, we do that after we have this, like, short break, so we don't spoil it for people.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, so go watch the movie now if you want to.
Enjoy the break. Word from our sponsors.
I guess we're sponsored this week by No Name Sour Cream and Onion Chips.
Good stuff.
Great stuff. We're back now. So I guess what's happened now so far in the movie is Colin Farrell's wife dumped him or moved on to a new partner, whatever. So he moves into this hotel, and kind of there's been like an odd ragtag team of other characters, including John C. Reilly, who, I don't know, that guy has no hope in this hotel, like, looking like that.
He's funny.
I don't know. But his, I don't know, yeah, maybe he is funny, but he's got 45 days to apparently show his stuff. Yeah, work on his stuff, but so far it's not been working out so well. So Colin Farrell's made a few attempts on a few women, hasn't been really successful. His most successful venture is him essentially meeting this ice queen of a lady who essentially tests him by faking that she's choking on an olive, and basically he really wants to be with her, so he decides to not even attempt to save her, and she likes that, and they eventually try to shack up for a couple days, but then she kills his dog, which is actually his brother, and he ends up having an emotional breakdown, and she tries to turn him in, and basically he runs away from her, shoots her with the tranquilizer dart, and starts running away from the hotel. And that's where we are right now. So, predictions, fellas?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard to predict where this one's going. Basically, all the characters, to me, act in really joyless and irrational ways. So I'm going to go on a limb here. I mentioned this earlier when I watched the movie. My prediction to explain the insanity of all these characters and why they do what they do is that it's a The Village situation. So they're not actually in this weird, like, dystopian bachelorette situation. They're actually just in a regular insane asylum. And they're all just insane. And that's why they're doing all these wacky things. And that's why they're, you know, killing dogs and just not hooking up and choosing to die rather than hook up. It's nothing they do makes sense. And I think it makes more sense at this point that they're acting illogically because they're mentally ill. And because this movie is very, very bleak and has an extremely cynical view of things, that's probably not dark enough. So it probably ends with the whole asylum, I don't know, burning down or something. And then the last shot of the movie is just Colin Farrell grinding on that maid while flames engulf them. And that's how the movie's going to end. You heard it here first.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty confident this one, folks.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, who's next?
Wow, that's a very visceral image, dude.
Well, it's been a visceral movie, I think.
It's really a gut punch here.
So I'm kind of wondering if maybe what I think might happen is that he's going to find out something about this process, like maybe people aren't really being turned into animals, they're just killing people and then just bringing out whatever animal they said they might, kind of like I don't know, maybe like The Giver or whatever, where they always talked about like that release process and they were really just killing people. So I kind of wonder if maybe something like that's going to be happening, like maybe he'll return to the hotel. They mentioned something earlier in the movie, I think, about how no maid was ever supposed to have seen the process. Mm. So maybe he'll visit that room. Like, maybe he'll try to, like, kill the hotel owners, put an end to this, and then he'll find out that no one actually becomes an animal. They just have been killing people the whole time. And maybe that maid will help him do it.
A bunch of caged animals, and they just release one of the animals in the cage.
Hey, man. Anything's possible.
Not if you're right, man. It makes more sense than this, like, a heart transplant, whatever they were insinuating.
Maybe it's like a pseudo, like, Soylent Green kind of situation. They're, like, turning people into animals, but then they actually just eat them or something like that.
Oh, man, maybe.
I don't know. This movie, like, honestly, like, I hadn't even really thought where this movie could go, because it's just kind of taken all these weird turns, and just, there are all these, like, something we didn't mention is, like, you can't, like, masturbate in the 45 days there. So John C. Reilly tries to masturbate, or he succeeds in masturbating, and they put his fucking hand in a toaster. Like, Jesus. Okay, so I guess my prediction is, like, I don't know, similar to Quinn's, I don't think this is going to end well for Colin Farrell, no matter what. Like, I think that, like, he's either going to get, like, you know, he's going to get turned into a lobster, he's not going to make it, he's going to get caught.
Yeah, no way there's a happy ending in this movie.
And, like, I feel that, like, there's going to be some ironic twist where he's going to be kept, like, in his lobster form by, like, the lady that he tried to tranquilize, or that he did tranquilize, like, the Ice Queen lady.
Oh, man.
Or by his wife or something. Or by, like, you know, the guy with the limp. Like, he's going to be a pet for that.
So you're predicting the last few minutes of the movie is just going to be live-action lobster footage.
Yeah, exactly.
The Planet Earth cameo.
Like, Captain Fantastic, like, if you haven't gone... listen to that episode, I recommend you listen to that first episode. There's that extended shot in that movie of them, like, having breakfast around the table. There's gonna be an extended shot of Colin Farrell as a lobster.
Just
in his tank.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. That's my prediction. Well, okay, I guess we'll see where this goes. Anything else you guys want to bring up about this movie? It's been kind of a weird, dark comedy.
Do you think they'll show him as, like, a live lobster? Is like, a cooked lobster on a dinner table?
You know what might be... I changed my mind. Okay. It's going to actually be a shot of him in his, like, you know, one of those plastic bags?
Oh, yeah.
Where you get lobsters in? And then,
like, in Finding
and
Nemo?
And then the camera's gonna pan, and what he's actually looking at is a boiling pot of water.
Oh.
And then maybe it's a shot of the Ice Queen
and then
he's picking
song,
the bag up.
That song about crab in the bucket is gonna start coming. Like, trying to get down.
The chaos.
Yeah. That's gonna roll over the credits.
Crabs in the bucket.
Yeah, you just hear boiling water in the background.
Man, I feel like that'd be really apt for this kind of
cynical,
dark movie
so far.
Yeah.
Do you guys think we're going to see the yachts that have been hinted at?
I don't know. Man, like, I almost feel like there's, like, a dark kind of, you know, something's not being said about the yacht or something like that, like, as well.
It's like a new movie, The Island. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
But it's like,
they're all like,
the island never existed, right? It's,
yeah. Like, don't they, like, harvest people's organs there?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll see where this goes. Okay, so stay tuned. We're going to have a short break again. And we'll see you then. Movie, this, you know, is at the minimum. Okay, so I guess synopsis from where we left off. Essentially, what happened was, so he runs off from the hotel, and he finds a group of quote unquote loners who, you know, live in the forest alone, without any relationships, but. He meets another woman who, you know, they fall in love and through a series of physical gestures learn to communicate. But eventually, the leader of the so-called loners goes into the city and blinds this this woman he falls in love with. And then they devise a plan to... to essentially just... you know, murder this this lady and then run off together. And then it ends with a very ambiguous note where he goes to the washroom with the intention of blinding himself with a steak knife. And the final scene is just a shot of her sitting in, you know, in the diner booth alone waiting for him to come back. And again, just another... extended shot. Not the extended shot I was looking for, though.
The
lobster
bag
and a boiling pot, but okay. Didn't see that one coming. Thoughts?
Yeah, so, I mean, my prediction was kind of right.
Yeah.
I predicted, you know, the insane asylum part was wrong, and the, and the stuff burning down, and then... grinding as the movie ended was wrong, and the fact that I did not predict him just leaving the hotel and living with loners for the last hour of the movie.
Thematically, it was.
But it was absurdly bleak and joyless, just as I anticipated. But I'm taking a 0.5 on that.
Okay.
And this is a conditional pass.
All right.
I kind of thought they were going to try to do more to, like, change this system, but I guess not. I guess that's just the way things are now, and everybody's got to be the same.
Man, it's just, like, it's a weird, like, comment, I feel, on, like, modern relationships. And this is a very interesting, I don't know, I thought it was an interesting movie about, like, oh, all these people, they have one thing in common, and just this one thing. I don't know, like, I don't think he could do it.
I understand how it's a take on modern relationships, though. If anything, we've gotten more progressive as a society with sexuality in the real world. But this is this weird dystopian world where, like, there's these absurdly restrictive views on relationship and sexuality. Like, you either have to be in a relationship or you cannot be in one. Both punishable by extremely harsh punishments. And then you've got all these other weird, arbitrary things. Like you said, everyone is, like, basing their relationships on one superficial thing in common, to the point where you both have to have a debilitating, crippling issue like blindness to be considered compatible. It's, I don't know, it seemed bizarrely regressive in its view on relationships, in my opinion.
But do you think, I feel like it was kind of like a satire in that sense.
Yeah, but, like, but what is it satirizing? If anything, I think that, like, our actual society is getting more progressive. So it would make more sense to satire, you know, in the 1600s when divorce is illegal and you had to be heterosexual and you got turned into an animal if you didn't mate in 45 days.
Man, this is just I could not predict this movie one way or the other.
I think this wins for weirdest film of the week
so far. So, did you guys like the movie?
I kind of liked it, but it was just like, I don't know, like, I read the synopsis and I was like, oh, that sounds like kind of a interesting movie, and it turned out to be like super dark.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was definitely like a little slow. I felt it sort of stretched itself out a bit.
Yeah,
a
little bit.
It was an interesting idea. It definitely was way different. Especially the ending was way different than I thought it was going to be.
I found it interesting there was no repercussions from like the first act kind of thing.
Yeah, like they're almost totally unrelated, hey?
Yeah, like there were just like two separate parts of the movie with no like consequence from the beginning to end.
I kind of like that about it, honestly. Like, I wasn't really crazy about the movie, but the one thing I did like was that it defied expectations and it was a very non-traditional way of telling a story. Like, you could just watch the second hour of this movie and it would be...
It could have been its like own thing.
Yeah, like, just start from him entering the bushes and meeting the redhead and boom. You got an hour-long Black Mirror episode.
It was pretty much, actually.
It was like two episodes of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Instead of Black Mirror is something probably much more...
What's that?
Much, much more, like, bleak and soul-crushing would have happened.
I don't know.
Well, Black Mirror never really has a happy ending either, so,
yeah.
I mean...
Well, this wasn't, like... Well, Black Mirror is always an unhappy ending. This was, like, an unambiguous ending.
But, I mean, it's the two possibilities are both bleak, you know? I mean...
Yeah, best-case scenario there.
Like, there's no ending... Yeah,
wanted and blind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no ending where they were just playing pretend, and you know they come out of the room and then go to their job at the law firm. You know.
No offense to any blind listeners we may have.
Podcast was supposed to be a blind safe space.
We've already alienated Trump votes.
Yeah.
And now blind people. Who else is listening to this podcast? Nobody. That's who. Well. Another successful episode of Choose Your Own Ending. Well, I wouldn't... Like, successful is not the right word. Another fulfilled episode.
We got the quota.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for tuning in. Again, I have Duncan McIver and Quinn Davidek with me.
Hi, guys.
I'm Nathan Chu. Thanks for listening to another episode of Choose Your Own Ending. See you later.